interview with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Sergio Sanchez with translation from Grizzlies right-hander Carlos Torres in 3, 2, 1. I bring in a returner for the Grizzlies bullpen, Sergio Sanchez. Thanks for joining me. And Carlos Torres, thanks for helping.
Happy Mother's Day from Chukchansey Park in Central California, where the Fresno Grizzlies will close out their six-game series with the Visalia Rawhide. And Grizzlies with a lot of fun features for the moms who are here at the ballpark today for this afternoon game. And we're going to have a fun feature for you as well. We're going to introduce you to somebody very special when we come back after this.
Been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park for our Grizzlies warm-up before the Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide meet up on this final game of the homestand and the final game of the six-game series. And I am joined here in the booth by our special guest on this Mother's Day, Dominique Sampson, the mother of Fresno Grizzlies left fielder E.J. Andrews, Jr., and it is wonderful to have you here today.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for having me today. Such a special day to be out here.
Well, as you arrived here at Chicchansey Park, having flown in from Las Vegas yesterday on this Mother's Day, what are the feelings, what are the emotions of a baseball mom watching her son play professionally?
You know, out here with the sun shining and the grass so green, you can't feel anything except joyful, you know, about the experience, about, you know, watching our sons, or EJ in my case, you know, just kind of grow up and really be able to have a job in the game that he loves so much. So, you know, I just feel joyful. I think that's my word of the day.
Talking to EJ these last couple of seasons here with the Grizzlies, he's talked about his upbringing and how he was involved in everything. He did a lot of different sports and activities. Was that his passion or was that parental design?
You know, at first it started out when he was little, just, you know, a way for him to kind of get rid of some of that energy after school or, you know, on the weekend. So it started with us signing him up, and then it just kind of, it grew to become, you know, oh, I want to try this and I want to try that. So, you know, he's done soccer, he's done tennis, he's done swimming, like the whole gamut. So it's really something that we kind of pushed him towards, and then he just grabbed hold and he never let go.
Now, you spoke when we first started chatting here off mic about coming into the press box and here into the broadcast booth, bringing back a few memories.
Absolutely.
Share that with us, if you will.
You know, so in Little League, you, as a team mom, you know, you kind of had to wear several hats, and one of those hats was climbing up into the little shack that we called our box, our press box, I guess, and, you know, keeping the book, keeping pitch count. And so that view, you know, climbing up on that ladder, quite different than the one here at Chicchansey, where I can see all the city in the background and the players out on the field. So, yeah, full circle moment for sure.
When players arrive from spring training, one of the conversation starters is always, how was your winter and what did you do in the off season? And EJ talked a little bit about some of the baseball work that he did in Atlanta with Nick Wilson and working out in Las Vegas with Tommy Pham. But what he seemed to most be excited about talking about was you and your relocation and professional change and the family professional change as well in Las Vegas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, he spent the summer just kind of at first relaxing a little bit with me and our dog, Bo. And then, funny story, my sister works in F1. So as a perk of being in that industry, you know, she got tickets to see the hockey team out in Las Vegas. So he's gone to a couple of those games. And, you know, just being able to experience some of the activities that are unique to Las Vegas, you know, whether it's down on the strip or some really excellent hiking trails out there. So, you know, it was just time to kind of decompress, kind of step away from the grind of baseball for a little bit and just kind of just be, you know, just relax.
Well, with your sister involved with what's arguably going to be one of the greatest sports spectacles in America in November, the Formula One, the Grand Prix race in Las Vegas, are you guys making a lot of new friends?
You would not.
Oh, you should have seen the look on her face just now.
Yeah, people coming out of the woodworks. You know, sometimes I even shudder to say where she works because, you know, the first question is, oh, are you going to the race? Can you get tickets? So, you know, it's definitely, it comes with the territory, I know. But, yeah, we definitely have a lot of new friends.
When EJ came up here from Long Beach to play at Fresno State, did that involve a lot of trips to Fresno? Is this a regular occurrence to come and watch him play here in Fresno now with the Grizzlies as well?
It is. You know, the 99 and I, we were best friends for quite some time. I will say it was a little disappointing that COVID kind of took away one of the seasons there at Fresno because, you know, the Red Wave, that program, they are awesome. And so to be a part of that community was great. I actually went to the game yesterday and sat with some parents. So, you know, the family that he created at Fresno, I think that's going to stay with him for life.
Well, and I think here, too, he's one of the more popular players. The fans, apparently, especially parents with young children, really enjoy, and he interacts with them so well, and he's so well-respected by everybody with the ball club. And I think that speaks a lot on this Mother's Day to the job that a mom has done for 20-plus years.
Oh, thank you. I take that compliment, and I always say, you know, he's a work in progress, but he's trending in the right direction.
Absolutely. So glad, Dominique Sampson, that you joined us today. And enjoy your stay here in Fresno before you go back to a cooler Las Vegas, really?
Believe it or not, it was about probably 5 to 10 degrees cooler when I left yesterday.
I think there's some people here that are not happy to hear that. It's going to be 97 today or so, and the Grizzlies are about to take on the Visalia Rawhide in the final game of this six-game series here from Chickchansey Park. We will be back with the starting lineups, first pitch, and much, much more when Grizzlies warm-up continues.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chickchansey Park, where the Fresno Grizzlies are preparing to do battle with the Visalia Rawhide in this Game 6 in this series with the two teams in separate divisions in the California League. Fresno going for their fourth consecutive win this afternoon, and three wins in a row have pushed them into a tie for second place in the California League's Northern Division. Visalia, on the other hand, the three successive losses have them in a tie for third in the California League's Southern Division. Let's run down the starting lineup. So get those pens handy if you're keeping score with us. Visalia lineup is going to be fairly similar, a couple of changes. Anderson Rojas, the left fielder, will lead this game off. Jose Fernandez, their shortstop, will hit second. David Martin, their catcher, in the three spot once again. Christian Cerda will be the DH today. He caught earlier in the series. Batting sixth will be Gavin Condicello, the first baseman, who moves across the diamond. He was at third base the other night. At third base, getting a start today, Ronnie Polanco. Hitting seventh and playing center field, Alvin Guzman. Batting eighth in right field is Brett Johnson. And batting ninth for the Rawhide will be the second baseman, also getting a start today, Juan Cornell. And their starting pitcher today, a left-hander, Brock Jones. We'll tell you a little bit more about him when he comes out for his half of the first inning. Jones 0-2 coming in with a 7.79 earned run average. For the Fresno Grizzlies, their skipper Steve Solis now out at home plate with our umpires. And E.J. Andrews Jr. will be the leadoff hitter. Jesus Bugarin, Andrews will be in left field today. Jesus Bugarin bumps up to the second spot in the batting order, and he's really on a tear. He's hiked his average 38 points over the past 12 days or so. He's in center field today. Andy Perez in the three spot again. Perez at shortstop today as Ritter getting a little bit of a day off. Brian Betancourt is catching. He's hitting fourth. Jesus Ordonez is the designated hitter, hitting fifth. Parker Kelly will be at first base, batting sixth. Robbie Martin will play right field today and hit in the seventh spot in the batting order. Skyler Messinger had the big home run on Thursday night. He is batting eighth and playing third base today. And Gene Perez getting a start. He has just been with the club a little over a week, and Perez will be at second base today. A few regulars getting day two off, and our umpiring crew. Umpire as the managers now return to their dugouts. Our umpiring crew today, Nate Hall, will be calling balls and strikes back at the plate. And Andrew Schrock joins the umpiring crew, and he will be working the bases here this afternoon. Visalia in a bit of a uniform change for a Sunday afternoon game, those dark gray pants. But they'll be wearing red shirts today, and across the chest in script in black it says Rawhide with gold trim. Grizzlies are in their whites today, white shirts, white caps. White shirts, white pants, and white caps with a red bill, something we have not seen from them much this season to date. That the Grizzlies players soon to be hustling out to their starting positions as fans are working their way through the turnstiles here at Chickchansey Park, coming into the ballpark. And one of the things that's going to be a little bit different today is the wind. The first five games of this series, the wind has blown out, as it usually does in the evenings here at Chickchansey Park, coming from the west, back of third base, across the field and moving to the east. But today it's been blowing from the west and comes and goes, but it's going to be a little bit of a different situation, especially for the outfielders as they try to flag down fly balls and if they get impacted by the wind. Pitching today for the Grizzlies, making his second professional start, Jackson Cox. It is his very first start in Chickchansey Park. He was the Colorado Rockies' second-round selection last July in the draft, the 50th overall selection. And we'll tell you much more about him as he comes out to begin the game. But we will shortly be having players taking their positions, then the national anthem, and then our first pitch. And glad you are with us here for Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Chickchansey Park for Grizzlies baseball. The Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide closing out this six-game series, a series where the Grizzlies have been victorious in each of the last three games, and that has pushed them up in the standings, now in a tie for second place with Modesto. And interestingly, that's where the Grizzlies head to next week. They will be playing six in Modesto beginning Tuesday night. Fresno comes in with a 17-15 record. They're four games back of San Jose, who Giants out in front of the Northern Division. Visalia 12-20 now, and they are 11 games back. All around Chickchansey Park, fans, players standing at attention, removing their caps for the playing of our national anthem. Our national anthem here at Chickchansey Park. Grizzlies now out on the field in their all whites with white caps and red bills. Those with stirrups, they are red. And on the mound for the first time in Chickchansey Park as a member of the Fresno Grizzlies, the second round pick in last July's draft of the Colorado Rockies, Jackson Cox. 6'1", 185 is his height and weight. He's a right-hander. Very deliberate out on the mound. He's only 19 years old, a September birth date. Born in Portland, Oregon, but raised in Tudor Lake, Oregon, a town of less than 1,000 people. And no, it does not have a stop sign. It has two yield signs. That's the size of the town. Scouting report on Jackson Cox, a mid-90s fastball. He can get it up there in a hurry, but everybody involved with the Grizzlies coaching staff says, wait till you get a load of his curveball. It is really something special. A deep curveball with late bite. The changeup, still a work in progress, as it often is for very young professional pitchers, but they're anxious to see one of the things that is a key for him today is to get that curveball in the strike zone. If he could do that, this could be a very interesting performance for him. His first start, he joined the club just a week ago, made his first professional start last Sunday in Stockton, went three innings, gave up a couple of hits, couple of runs, a couple of walks, and struck out three. He'll be allowed to go a little bit longer today, maybe about 45 pitches as opposed to 30 in his debut. He has joined the team a little bit late. He was with the Grizzlies throughout spring training in Arizona, but joined the team about a month late. He was held back at the Rockies camp for some additional seasoning, some additional extended spring training work. And the Rockies pleased with where he's at, so he has joined the Grizzlies, and they were very impressed with his effort. So Anderson Rojas steps in, left-handed batter to face Jackson Cox, and the first pitch is put in the air toward E.J. Andrews Jr. as he moves to his left and puts it away for the first out of the ballgame. So one pitch, one out for Jackson Cox, and that is going to bring up Jose Fernandez, a guy who has done a lot of damage in this series and one that you got to be very careful of at the plate. So one pitch, one out for young Jackson Cox. Very compact delivery. Again, holds his hand and glove at waist level. And when he begins his delivery, he merely pivots on his right foot on the rubber, brings his hands up a couple of inches, and strides toward home plate. Missing for a ball. Cox into his motion. Pitch, a fastball swung on and missed, and the radar gun up on the board registers that at 92 miles an hour. Infield straightaway, outfield straightaway as well, medium deep in the outfield. Fastball outside, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, missed the strike zone wide. And we're now at 2-2 with one out here in the top of the first inning. Cox eyes the sign. He takes a lot of time out there, but he has a good internal clock. He understands the pitch clock that's behind him on the left center field fence. Once he gets the throw back from the catcher, it starts ticking down from 14 seconds. He has 14 seconds to begin his delivery. Next pitch, fouled into the glove of Betancourt for strike three. And down goes Jose Fernandez. First strikeout of the afternoon, second out of the first inning. And that brings up the catcher, David Martin, left-handed hitter. He's walking very slowly, very deliberately into the batter's box. Taps the head of the bat on home plate. Cox the bat over his left shoulder and looks out at Cox for the delivery. First pitch up the middle, off the glove of Cox, and that is going to prevent a play from being made. A throw to first. No, they say he got him. He did get him. Terrific job by Perez to record the out. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Cox. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, to the Grizzlies' half of the first inning we go. Brock Jones, the left-hander on the mound for Visalia this afternoon, not to be confused whatsoever with the Brock Jones of Buchanan High School baseball and Stanford University fame, now in the Tampa Bay Rays minor league system. But this Brock Jones, a native Oregonian, and we've got a rarity here this afternoon. We have two starting pitchers from the Pacific Northwest. Brock Jones, a 5'11", 180-pound left-hander, 21-year-old. Originally was born in Newport Beach, California, but family moved up to the Northwest. Chehalis, Washington is where they reside now. He attended West High School and spent a little time in 2022 with Visalia. Got into five games with the Rawhide. Was 0-2 with an 8.74 earned run average. But back in high school, he got through high school with an 0.80 earned run average throughout his seasons there. E.J. Andrews Jr. steps in to lead it off for the Fresno Grizzlies. And the first pitch taken for a ball. Certainly had a delightful opportunity in our special Grizzlies warm-up pregame show to meet E.J.'s mom, Dominique Sampson. Here's the next delivery. Slow breaking ball that did not break into the strike zone. And it's two balls and no strikes now to E.J. Andrews Jr. Jones turns, kicks the right leg, delivers to the plate, fouled back to the right side, into the second deck. Andrews, Bugarin, Perez, the top three who will face Brock Jones here in the bottom of the first inning. No score at Chicchancy Park. Glad you have joined us. Next delivery well outside. It's three balls and a strike now. Thursday night, E.J. Andrews Jr. electrified this park with his triple. In a big, big inning in which the Grizzlies scored three times. Next pitch high and away, and E.J. Andrews Jr. opens the Grizzlies' half of the first with a five-pitch walk. So just like that, Brock Jones is going to be working from the stretch, which often can cause some issues for a young pitcher. And Jesus Bugarin steps in, batting right-handed, big number one on his back, and he has really been on a tear as of late. Bugarin has hiked his batting average in the past 3 weeks, 38 points, 14 for 22 in that time. Checks his swing and fouls it off the handle back to the screen. One of the things the Grizzlies coaching staff felt was that Bugarin was chasing too many breaking balls. So in batting practice, they have made a specific drill for him where he must ignore pitches in certain areas and only swing pitches that are at pitches thrown in specific areas. It's a very unique drill that they're doing, but they feel like he has caught on, pitch missing, and it's now a ball and a strike. He has caught on, and he is making not just contact, better contact, but hard contact, and the coaching staff very impressed with what he has done. They're going to go to first, but Andrews didn't have too big of a lead, so it was more like just a quick message saying, I know you're there, as he got back in standing up, no trouble. Bugarin, since May 2nd, as we mentioned, he's gone from 200 to 238 and had six multi-hit games during that stretch. Andrews extends his lead. There he goes. He's running, and the pitch is swung on and fouled into the second deck down the right field side. So the Grizzlies had the hit and run on, but Bugarin did not get a pitch that he could keep in the field of play. To the stretch now. Shorter lead for Andrews. Jones kicks. He's coming to the plate. Slow curveball. It's high. And our count now. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out for the Grizzlies. No score here. Bottom of the first. E.J. Andrews Jr. led it off with a walk. Jesus Bugarin digs in. And on the on-deck circle is Andy Perez. To the stretch goes Jones. The pitch. High and away. Martin, the Visalia catcher, tried to jerk the glove into the strike zone, hoping he might be able to persuade the umpire to give him a strike. Didn't work, and it's a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Andrews inching away off first base. And the pitch. Down the right field line, but that's going to slice back into the seats. And the count remains 3-2. Bit of a change made by the Grizzlies just a few nights ago after they had hit a bit of a skid, losing four consecutive games. Steve Solis, the manager, switched base coaching assignments. He moved from third over to first base. Cesar Galvez, the bench coach. Oh, that pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike three. Bugarin really walking away from the plate slowly and in a bit of disbelief. So Bugarin goes down on strikes, first out of the inning. Yeah, that's going to bring up Andy Perez. But Solis, as most minor league managers do, was previously coaching out of the third base coaching box. Now he has moved across the way. Cesar Galvez coaching in the third base box. And when Steve was asked how long that might take place, his answer was, as long as we're winning. And since they made the move, they've won three in a row. First pitch, a strike to Perez. Andrews with a bit of a longer lead off first now. Bend at the knees. And the throw is going to come over, but he's able to get back in standing up successfully. Interesting, the wind situation. We have the Grizzlies Gralifornia flag rippling in the wind and the stars and stripes about 10 feet to the left of it, barely moving. Jones to the stretch. Andrews is going. The pitch taken. The throw down to second base. Andrews has it easily stolen. Stolen base for E.J. Andrews Jr., and the Grizzlies are in scoring position now. Pitch was a called strike to Andy Perez, so it's 0-2 now on the Grizzlies' shortstop. Tall, lanky, left-handed batter, just 18 years old. Here comes the delivery. Swung on and missed, and down goes Perez on strikes. Second strikeout in this bottom of the first inning for young Brock Jones. And that's going to bring up Brian Betancourt, the Grizzlies' catcher today. He has DH'd. He has played at first base in the series. Left-handed hitter. Many of the Grizzlies wearing pinkish batting gloves, some with sleeves on this Mother's Day. Usually the pink uniform gear is in also tribute to breast cancer awareness. And the pitch is outside. 4-1 to Betancourt. E.J. Andrews Jr. with his lead, about a 12 to 15-foot lead off of second base. The Rawhide shortstop trying to creep in behind him, pitch up and in, and Betancourt had to lean out of the way, and his momentum took him out of the batter's box. And Martin, the Visalia catcher, going to head out to the mound, have a bit of a conference with Jones. Often when that happens, it's a mix-up in the signs, but sometimes a very astute catcher can see something in a pitcher's mechanics when he is missing the strike zone and get him corrected very quickly. Jones now to the stretch. Now he looks Andrews at, back at second base and comes to the plate with his pitch up the middle. Slapped Fernandez with it. Scoops, throws to first, and that retires the side for the Grizzlies. They leave a man stranded. We're through one. No score here at Chukchansey Park. This is Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we go to the second inning here at Chukchansey Park. No score. Fresno Grizzlies in their final home game of this stretch. Last of the six-game series with the Visalia Rawhide. Young Jackson Cox out on the mound, the Colorado Rockies' second-round pick in last summer's draft. Just joined the Grizzlies back on Sunday following some extended spring training down in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he has pitched very impressively for the club in the short time he has been with them. So it'll be the middle of the order for the Rawhide. Christian Cerda, the DH today. Gavin Contesello, who moves in the lineup across from third base to first base. And Ronnie Polanco, who is in the lineup at third base for this Sunday afternoon game. As the throw goes around the infield, and coming up will be Christian Cerda. Cerda had a big home run here back on Wednesday afternoon in the second game of this series. Comes in with a .216 batting average. Couple of homers, 10 RBIs on the season. And Jackson Cox with his first pitch, and it's way wide, skips in the dirt, and that's ball one. Cox, when he's really going good, can hit 96 on the radar gun. We've seen 94 thus far. That pitch, a breaking ball, clocked about 90. And it's two balls and no strikes. Next pitch. Must have missed inside. Looked pretty close, but did not get the call from our home plate umpire, Nate Hall. And suddenly it's a three-ball, no-strike count. Gets the outside corner this time. Cerda started to take a few steps toward first base, and it was a case of wishful thinking as he didn't get the call, and it's 3-1. Jackson turns, kicks, now delivers in the air toward left center field. Andrews and Bugarin after it, and Bugarin calls, and he hauls it in for the first out here of the top of the second inning. Christian Cerda recording the fly ball out to center field, one down, and Gavin Contesello, the young infielder from Florida, steps in. Left-handed hitter, 130 batting average, no homers, 5 runs batted in. Just came off the injured list a couple of days ago and was immediately placed in the lineup. Pitch a breaking ball that was very, very high and puzzled Betancourt a little bit. Next pitch, fastball, 92 miles an hour on the board, fouled back to the backstop screen. Ryan Betancourt catching today. Another day off for Cody Huff. Ryan Ritter, the Grizzlies' starting shortstop, also getting an afternoon off. Not uncommon for starters to get a day off on a Sunday, what with a day game after a night game. Count goes now to 2-2, a changeup. Swung and a missed. Strike three. Second out of the inning, just like that. So two down, and Ronnie Polanco coming up now for the Rawhide. Polanco hitting .161, getting the start today. Infielders are playing him very, very deep, which seems surprising given the batting average. But second base, Perez, close to having those heels on the outfield grass. Similarly, Andy Perez at shortstop, maybe about 6 inches to a foot on the dirt in front of the outfield grass. Outfielders, though, not playing particularly deep. Andrews, very medium depth, I should say, in left field. And the pitch missing, 2 balls and a strike. 2 outs here, top of the second inning from Chancy Park. Glad you're with us here on this Mother's Day game. Also getaway day for the Grizzlies, who will have a day off tomorrow. Chopped to Cox, gets it on a high hop, shovels over to first base, and that's it. So 3 up, 3 down in the second inning for Jackson Cox. No score as we go to the bottom of the second inning on Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Well, three up, three down once again for Jackson Cox as he has breezed through two innings of work for the Fresno Grizzlies. His first start on the mound here in Chukchansey Park, his second start professionally. And we go down to the bottom of the second inning. Grizzlies will send up their designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez, then the first baseman, Parker Kelly, and the right fielder, Robbie Martin, to face Brock Jones. Jones with another warm-up toss coming before the ball gets whipped around the infield. Ordonez has only been with the club 9 days. He also was down at the spring training complex in Scottsdale. And he came right in and added a contribution with a walk-off single to right with two outs in the ninth to cap a big three-run comeback when the Grizzlies beat Visalia the other night. From Coral, Venezuela, 5'8", 180 pounds, signed with the Rockies organization in June of 2019. And we now have a pitch clock violation on the hitter, and it's an automatic strike. So he begins in a hole, no balls and one strike. First pitch, but the – oh, now I'm getting myself tongue-tied. I ought to just move on. It's 0-2 to Ordonez. The first one, first strike on the pitch clock violation. The second one fouled back, and Brock Jones kicks and delivers. Slapped high into the stands, back of first base. Caroms around and sends fans scrambling after a coveted souvenir. No balls and two strikes. Brock Jones facing Jesus Ordonez, who is the DH today for the Grizzlies. Pitch inside for a ball. Rawhide third baseman Polanco over toward the line. Everyone else in the infield straight away. Chopped in front of the plate, but it's going to roll foul. And the count remains, a ball and two strikes. Ordonez with a .267 batting average, no home runs, two runs batted in. And as we mentioned, he's only been with the club just a little over a week. He joined them a week ago Friday when they were in Stockton. Got a start the other night, had a couple of hits on Thursday night. And Ordonez steps back into the batter's box, taps home plate with the head of the bat, holds it high above his right shoulder, and here comes the next delivery. Well outside, but he swings and sends it down into foul territory, and once again, it's bounding around the seats, and fans set off in hot pursuit. One ball and two strikes, the count to Jesus Ordonez, and Brock Jones delivers. Swung on, chopped foul in the dirt, and no, that didn't hit the dirt first. That hit Ordonez's foot first because he is hopping all around back of home plate trying to make that sting go away. Now he composes himself, takes a practice swing, tugs at the bill of his batting helmet, looks out at Brock Jones, and steps back in the batter's box. Home plate umpire getting a couple of new baseballs into his satchel, and we're ready to go. Brock Jones kicks and deals in the air down the right field line. It's going to actually be a fair ball and hauled in by Johnson. And Jesus Ordonez flies out to right field for the first out of the bottom of the second inning. Parker Kelly coming up now, Grizzlies' first baseman today. Kelly signed last July as an undrafted free agent out of Texas Tech. And as many Grizzlies fans remember, Texas Tech was very good to the club last year in the form of their catcher, Braxton Fulford, quite a prospect in the Rockies organization. First two pitches, first pitch missing, the first two pitches both missed the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes to Parker Kelly. Infield playing him deep, and the next delivery is high and away. Looks as though that was to have been a curveball that didn't really have good command of, and it sailed on him rather than getting any kind of break. Next pitch, high and away, and it is a four-pitch walk for Parker Kelly. So the Grizzlies with a base runner via the walk for the second consecutive inning. E.J. Andrews Jr. led off the ballgame with a walk, stole second base, but was left stranded there. And now with one down, Parker Kelly draws the walk for Robbie Martin. Yesterday, Martin the hero. Big two-run home run in the 2-0 victory. Last night, checks his swing and takes a strike. Andy Perez doubled in the second inning, and Robbie Martin followed him with a big home run, and the Grizzlies pitching staff made those runs hold up in a 2-0 win. Jones chopped towards second base. Up with it is Cornell. He's got no place but first to go as Parker Kelly able to get into second base by the time the ball got to Cornell, and Robbie Martin on the 4-3 toss, if you're scoring, is the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Skyler Messinger, the third baseman today. Messinger, long home run into the left field bleachers back on Thursday night, 3 for the season, 9 RBIs. Parker Kelly with his lead off second base. Messinger holding that bat at a 90-degree angle over his left shoulder and then holds it up even higher once the pitcher goes into his motion and the first pitch outside for a ball. Wind picking up and blowing in from right field. Jones to the stretch, eyes the runner, now comes to the plate. Once again, he is having a lot of difficulty trying to command that curveball, and it was well outside. Two balls and no strikes, the count to Skyler Messinger. Jones to his stretch. Delivers a fastball. Gets the called strike, and it's 2-1. Again, 2-1 count. Jones eyes the runner at second, comes home. Breaking ball fouled back into the stands. Evens the count at 2-2 with two outs. No score here. Bottom of the second inning from Chickchansey Park. Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide on this Mother's Day. Hope you are enjoying your Mother's Day wherever you are joining us from. Glad you're with us. Jones spins. No throw, just faking the runner to keep Parker Kelly close. Certainly with a runner being in position to score on a base hit, you'd like to keep him as close to the bag as possible. Not let him get a big lead and a running start and score easily. Next pitch foul to the screen. Count remains at 2-2. Perez on deck. Getting a rare start today for Luis Mendez, who gets a day off, day game after a night game. Jones goes to the stretch. And he delivers. Swung on a miss. That's out number 3. And we're through 2 down. No score, Fresno Visalia. Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Well, to the top of the third inning we go. Visalia sending the 7, 8, and 9 hitters to the plate. Alvin Guzman, Brett Johnson, Juan Cornille to face young Jackson Cox, making his first start in Chukchansey Park, his second professional start. Been with the Fresno Grizzlies exactly 1 week. First pitch, check swing, and they appeal down to the first base umpire who says, no, he did not go around. So it's one ball to Guzman. Next pitch, swing, and a foul back toward the screen. Young Jackson Cox, pair of strikeouts. He has retired all six hitters he has faced in order. Turns, kicks, and delivers. Swung on and missed, and it's now a ball and two strikes. Guzman steps out. And immediately, Cox goes into his motion. Betancourt tried to jerk the ball back into the strike zone, but it missed a little bit wide for a ball, and it's 2-2. Again, no score here. Top of inning number three from Chukchansey Park. Swing and a foul back to the screen. The count remains at 2-2. Cox had signed a letter of intent to pitch at the University of Oregon before he was chosen in the draft, and the Rockies has the next pitch missing inside, and it's a 3-2 count. But the Rockies, with their bonus offer, went above the slotted suggested figure, and the pitch out, no. It is a call, strike three on the outside corner, and Guzman stands there in disbelief, and he's having a few words with Nate Hall, the home plate umpire. Guzman immediately was flipping off the shin guard and tossed his bat aside to head to first base before the strike call was given. And suddenly, Jackson Cox has his third strikeout, and we have our first out in the top of the third inning. Brings up Brett Johnson, and the first pitch a called strike. 0-1 to Johnson. So a strikeout thus far in each of the innings for Jackson Cox. Next pitch a strike, and it's 0-2. Cox to the delivery, swung and a missed. Foul tipped into the glove of Betancourt. And just like that, two are gone, and Jackson Cox has four strikeouts through three innings. And we go to the number nine hitter, Juan Cornille. Getting the start at second base today. Comes in with a 225 average. And the first pitch is high and away for a ball. Next pitch, chopped foul at the plate. It dribbles back to the backstop. And it's 0-2. Or 1-1, I'm sorry. Count a ball and a strike with two outs here in the top of the third inning. Cox working quickly, and the next pitch missing, and it's two balls and a strike. Last night's game, people talking a lot about pace of play. Last night's game, 2 hours and 2 minutes. That 2-0 shutout up the middle gets by Andy Perez and into center field, and Visalia has their first hit of the ball game. First hit off Jackson Cox, first base runner off Jackson Cox here in the third inning. He will now work from the stretch as Cornille at first base. And Anderson Rojas coming up for his second turn at bat. Flied out to left field to begin the ball game back in the top of the first. Cox to the stretch and the delivery. Sliced foul back into the screen. Andy Perez chatting with Gene Perez over who will cover the bag on a stolen base attempt. There goes the runner, and they've got him. No, he is in. Cox never realized the runner had taken off, and that runner was two-thirds of the way down before Cox pivoted. And when he fired to Andy Perez, who was coming over to cover, it was far too late and a very easy stolen base there. Now that comes down to communication. Cox now fires, and it misses low and away for a ball, ball and a strike. Betancourt asking for a new baseball. Gets it, tossing it out to Cox. Cox looks at the runner, comes home, slice down the left field line. Andrews in pursuit. Ball is a foul ball down into the left field corner. And the Grizzlies get a break. Dangerous deep fly ball down the left field line. And if that had been fair, it could have rattled and allowed them to, allowed Visalia to get the first run of the ball game. But it landed foul back in the corner. And back to the plate, grabbing his bat. Having to come all the way back from first base is the hitter, Anderson Rojas. Rojas, left-handed batter. A ball and two strikes. See, reassumes his stance. Jackson Cox with the ball, goes to the stretch, kicks, comes to the plate. Swung on and chopped foul at the plate. And the count remains, a ball and two strikes. Two down here, no score. Top of the third inning at Chickchansey Park. Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide. Ball boy bringing a half dozen new baseballs out to the home plate umpire. Refills his satchels. Cordell taking a lead off of second base. Andy Perez behind him, trying to keep him close. And he's going. Pitch got away from the catcher. And Betancourt had to scramble, make a throw, and it was not in time. So some heads-up base running, but Betancourt's hurt. Betancourt shaking his right hand. Steve Solis, the Grizzlies skipper, coming out along with the Grizzlies trainer. They want to take a look and see just what happened on that play. Not sure if Betancourt was crossed up. Justin Wilson, the Grizzlies trainer, is checking out Betancourt's right hand off to the right of home plate. And I think they are going to make a request that he be allowed to take a couple of throws and try to make some throws. He's shaking his right hand, makes the throw back to Cox. A little bit of conversation, and it appears he's going to stay in the game. So Steve Solis nods to his catcher. As Juan Cornell has now swiped a couple of bags, and he's standing 90 feet away from the game's first run. Ball put in the air, foul off the third base side and back into the seats. And our count remains 2-2 with two outs. Jackson Cox looking at the runner at third. Comes to the plate. Smacked over the head of his second baseman Perez into right center field. And that's going to bring in the first run of the ball game. Visalia scores. Cornell on the back of the two stolen bases. Coming in on the base hit. And Visalia strikes first. So Anderson Rojas with a line drive over the head of Perez at second base. And Visalia with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third. Jose Fernandez, a strikeout victim back in the first inning, chops it, a dribbler back up to Cox. He snares it off balance, rights himself, throws, and gets the third out of the inning. But not before Visalia manages to score on a couple of base hits, a couple of stolen bases, and it's 1-0 Visalia going to the bottom of the third.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park Ticket Office.
For everyday meals and special occasions, the place to start is Save Mart. Save Mart is the hometown store, bringing the best of the Central Valley to Fresno. They'll make you feel welcome and right at home with Valley Fresh produce, incredible local flavors, hundreds of organic options, and prices that respect your budget. That's Save Mart. Valley Fresh, Valley Made, Valley Proud. Well, to the bottom of the third inning we go here at Chick Chansey Park. Grizzlies now playing a little bit of catch-up, down 1-0. The Rawhide striking in the top half of the third inning off Jackson Cox, who has been very impressive thus far. And for Fresno, it will be the 8-9-1 hitters in Steve Solis' batting order. Skyler Messinger, their third baseman, will lead it off. He'll be followed by Gene Perez, their second baseman today. And E.J. Andrews Jr., who was aboard on a walk back in the first inning. He'll be the third hitter of the third inning here, facing Brock Jones. And the first pitch is fouled back to the screen. Warm afternoon here. It's already in the mid-90s. As we're getting a few days of some pretty good heat. Ball in the air to center field, but cruising to his right is Guzman. And right at the edge of the warning track, he hauls it in for the first out of the inning. So down goes Skyler Messinger on the fly ball to center field for the first out. And Perez coming up, young infielder who has just been with the club a few days. Perez in his fifth season in the Rockies organization, but he was with High A Spokane earlier. And I take that back, he's been here a little more than a few days. Came down from Spokane April 19th. Yeah, he had a big day in the series up in Stockton, 1-for-3 with a double and a couple of runs scored. Right-handed hitter. Lags the bat over that right shoulder and waits the delivery from Brock Jones, and the first one is inside. And my scorecard is a mess because the hitter is actually E.J. Andrews Jr., his second time up here, having walked before. Next pitch is up high, and it's 3-1. So Jones kicks and delivers. Slam down the left field line. If this gets down, it's extra bases, and it is a foul ball. Line drive down the line. Boy, it had a menacing look to it as it worked its way toward the corner, but it hooked foul. And Andrews slowly walks back up the first base line from first base to the plate to resume his at-bat. And Jones comes back in, pitch high in the air, back of second base. Cornejo calling for it and circles under it and makes the catch. So Andrews retired for the second out of the inning. And Jesus Bugarin coming up. Bugarin, strikeout victim, back in the first inning. And the first pitch to Bugarin misses high and away for ball one. Glad you've joined us on this Mother's Day. Last game of the homestand for the Grizzlies. Next pitch, a called strike, catching the outside. A ball and a strike, two down. And the next delivery well outside, and it's 2-1. Jones kicks and comes to the plate. Sliced foul back to the screen. not as many Grizzlies players nor Visalia Rawhide players up leaning over the railing on this sunny, warm afternoon. Many, no doubt, seated back in the shade of their dugout. Usually at night, you see just about every player on both squads, whomever the Grizzlies are playing, and they are up leaning over the railing to watch the game. They also have a bench just off the railing. Next pitch, that's 3-2 the count now. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Sliced back of first base, headed toward the stands, and it falls just short of the stands and out of the reach of Conticello, who was in hot pursuit. 3-2 our count. Bugarin walking back into the batter's box, wags the bat a little bit, now reassumes his stance. Pitch clock begins. Dan Jones with a 3-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And that ends the third inning. 1-2-3 inning for the Grizzlies. It's 1-0 Visalia. We're through three at Chick Chansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Whether you are looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call them at 1-800-933-3689 and do it today. Well, to the fourth inning we go here at Chick Chansey Park. 1-0 Visalia on top of the Fresno Grizzlies, and we now move to the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the Visalia batting order to face young Jackson Cox, who has been very impressive thus far. He allowed just the one hit, a single to Juan Cornille. And his first delivery is down low for a ball. Allowed the single to Cornille, and then Cornille took advantage of some lapses, able to steal second and then third. Sliced into center field, and David Martin has a base hit, third hit thus far in the ballgame for Visalia. Once Cornille was at third, Anderson Rojas singled to center, to right center field, and brought the runner in for the first run of the ball game, and that's where we stand, 1-0 Visalia here in the top of the fourth inning. David Martin with the single to open the inning, and Christian Cerda, who flied out to center field in the second inning, stands in for his second time at bat. Cox goes to the stretch. And here's the pitch, taken high for a ball. Back in the third inning, it seemed very clear that Cox did not pay close enough attention to Cornille when Visalia had a runner at first base, and Cornille got an enormous jump and was able to steal second base with ease. And of course, this being low A in the minor leagues, and Cox just being in his first year of professional ball out of high school, that's no doubt going to be what managers and coaches call a teaching moment. Next pitch, called strike, and it's two balls and a strike to Christian Cerda. A little bit of activity down in the Grizzlies bullpen. Nobody up on the mound yet doing anything, but doing some limbering up, which usually precludes 3-1 count. There goes the runner. Pitch is high, and it's ball four. So with nobody out in the inning, Visalia now with two runners on. And up comes Gavin Conicello, who was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Mark Brewer, the Grizzlies pitching coach, is going to come out to the mound, have a chat. And not sure if this is a teaching moment or it is intended to give the bullpen an opportunity to get limbered up a little bit quicker. The way the action is going in the bullpen, it does not appear that the Grizzlies are thinking of a pitching change during the inning. More than likely, the player doing a little bit of stretching down there would be preparing to come in next inning. Conference at the mound has broken up. And Gavin Conicello steps in to continue his at-bat. Three balls and a strike. To the stretch goes Jackson Cox, and here comes the pitch. To second base, double play opportunity. The flip to Andy Perez, back to first base, and the Grizzlies turn two. Double play opportunity, and the Grizzlies capitalize. Gene Perez to Andy Perez, to Kelly at first, and just like that, there's two down, and Ronnie Belanco coming up. Runner at third base, and the ball slammed to third base across the diamond, Messinger to Kelly, and the inning is over. So Jackson Cox pitches his way out of a bit of a jam, does impressively, and the Grizzlies are now heading to their half of the fourth inning, trailing Visalia 1-0 here. Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. It's located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Le Provence, one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at leprovenceapts.com. That is leprovenceapts.com. And come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. One nothing Visalia as we go to the last of the fourth inning. And Brock Jones has pitched very impressively thus far for the Visalia Rawhide. Set the Grizzlies down in order in the third, and Andy Perez, Brian Betancourt, and Jesus Ordonez will be their three scheduled hitters here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Perez struck out swinging in the first inning. Tall, lanky, left-handed hitter. Slices the first one down the first baseline in the glove of Conticello. Turns, gets up, scoots the first base, steps on the bag, and Andy Perez is retired. Perez got some good wood on that ball, but couldn't get it past Conticello at first. And he is retired for the first out of the inning. Brings up Brian Betancourt. Grizzlies catcher. Able to stay in the game after whatever caused the pain to his right hand that last inning. A low pitch. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Infield playing deep up the middle. Next pitch swung on and missed. And it's 0-2. Chop towards second base, coming in for the Rawhide, Cornelian, and he retires Betancourt. And just like that, the Grizzlies have two outs on the board. Coming up, the designated hitter today, Jesus Ordonez. He's had a good series. First time up, flied out to right field. Jones kicks and deals, and there again, that curveball that doesn't really curve. It's a ball and no strikes. Next pitch, chopped in the hole, going back for it, Fernandez, and he can't get it. And the Grizzlies have their first hit of the afternoon, a base hit for Jesus Ordonez. So Ordonez aboard with the Grizzlies' first hit of the ball game. And coming up is Parker Kelly. Kelly drew a walk in the second inning. First pitch, once again, that breaking ball that Jones is having so much trouble with, and it just sails way wide of the strike zone for ball one. 1-0 Visalia, bottom of the fourth inning. Grizzlies have got Jesus Ordonez aboard on their first hit of the ball game, two down. And the next pitch missing wide once again, two balls and no strikes. Parker Kelly hitting .310, a homer, five runs batted in coming into this afternoon's game. To the stretch. Jones looks at the runner at first, now comes to the plate inside, and Kelly has to dance just a little bit to get out of the way of that low inside pitch. And the count now 3-1. Robbie Martin in the on deck circle. The hero last night with a big two-run home run. Here comes Brock Jones with a 3-0 pitch, swung on and lined into the glove of the diving shortstop Fernandez. And that ends the inning. So the Grizzlies leave a runner stranded, and we're now through four. It's 1-0 Visalia.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah! It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every weekend for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Well, we go to the top of the fifth inning. Pitching change for the Grizzlies as Jackson Cox has concluded his afternoon's work. Gabriel Barbosa now coming on to pitch. He began the season in the starting rotation. And now he will share the duties with Jackson Cox. Barbosa, 21-year-old from Bezos, Brazil. There are not many in professional baseball from Brazil, but the game is growing in that country. Right-hander, 6-foot, 183-pounder. Was 5-0 last year in the Arizona League in six starts and got into a game here with the Grizzlies late in the season. So Gabriel Barbosa, and the first hitter he faces is Alvin Guzman, who lofts a fly ball to shallow left field. Sun gleaming off the sunglasses of E.J. Andrews Jr. as he cruises under it and makes the catch for the first out. Sun So Brett Johnson, the right fielder, will come up with one down, left-hand hitting Johnson, to face the right-hander Gabriel Barbosa, who is on in relief of Jackson Cox. And the first pitch is outside. Cox worked four innings, gave up three hits, the one run. And that run offering a very valuable lesson. Swing and a miss. Or swing and a foul ball, I should say. And count now even a 1-1, but he was not paying close attention to the runner at first base. Allowed him to get an enormous jump and easily steal second and ultimately come in to score on the base hit. Pitch missing, and it's two balls and a strike to Brett Johnson. Johnson coming in today with a 188 batting average. Barbosa, next delivery, slammed down the right field line, but about a foot foul as it kicks up grass and rolls past the bullpen down to the right field corner. Or it's retrieved by Martin and tossed to a young fan. So Brett Johnson back into the batter's box, looping the bat around, now holds it high above his left shoulder and takes the pitch from Barbosa high and away, and it's now 3-2. Barbosa delivers in the air to right center field, Bugarin over, and it's going to land in front of him for a base hit. So first hit allowed by Barbosa. Three were allowed by Cox in his four innings of work, along with a walk and four strikeouts. So Brett Johnson aboard with the single to center field. And Juan Cornejo, the pesky second baseman who singled, swiped a bag, then went to third on what was ruled a wild pitch, and then later scored on the single by Rojas for the only run of the game thus far, 1-0 Visalia Rawhide over the Fresno Grizzlies here, top of the fourth inning. There goes the runner, and the pitch is chopped foul at the plate. Though Johnson has to jog back to first base, and as he does so, he's looking over his right shoulder at his manager in the third base coach's box, who's flashing the signals. To the stretch, runner bluffs going, and it's chopped slowly towards second. Perez only going to have one play, and that's at first base, and he manages to retire Cornejo for the first out or the second out of the inning. Johnson moves to second base on the play, as there's two down here in the top of the fifth inning. And we go to the top of the Visalia batting order and Anderson Rojas. Barbosa looks the runner, comes to the plate, big swing and a miss. Barbosa holds the baseball behind him in his glove at his left breast, brings them together, sets at the waist, liner, he leaps, catches it, goes back to first base, and that ends the inning. So Barbosa retires the Rawhide, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Visalia leading it, 1-0.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
D. Garner, the manager of the Visalia Rawhide, out having a chat with the home plate umpire, and it looks as though Looks as though he's making some changes. Those we get them, we will pass them along. So the bottom third of the Grizzlies batting order to lead it off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll be Robbie Martin, Skylar Messinger, and Gene Perez. And the first pitch in this bottom of the fifth inning, missing for a ball. No, it's called a strike. Called strike. Okay. So here's the kick and the 0-1 delivery, and that misses for a ball. It's 1-1 now. You know, this Mother's Day, certainly every player on this playing field and every field owes a debt of gratitude to the sacrifices and the support of their mom. But did you know that in baseball history there has only been one major league player, one combination of mother and son to play professional baseball? Only one major league player had a mom who also played professional baseball. Next pitch catches the outside corner. It's a ball and two strikes. Casey Kandel, who played for the Montreal Expos a number of years ago, back in the 90s, or in the 80s, I should say, Casey's mom, Helen Gallagher, played in the All-American Professional Women's Baseball League back in the 1940s and was a terrific player. Base hit under the glove of the diving second baseman Cornell, and Robbie Martin is aboard with a base hit. Though the Grizzlies get things going, and it's more than just a base hit. Martin never stopped running, and he is all the way into second base. So some terrific Grizzlies hustle. And they've now got something going as he is safely in at second base. And Skylar Messinger coming up, and there's going to be a conference at the mound, and might even go so far as to be a pitching change. Hard to say. This is the pitching coach coming out. Usually when the manager comes out, he makes the change. Not necessarily the pitching coach, but they do have activity in the Visalia bullpen down the left field line. Well, this looks like the Visalia pitching coach, Tyler Mark, is simply giving the relief pitcher in the bullpen an opportunity to get in a few more warm-up tosses. So Martin at second base, hustling all the way in on that poke to center field, and Skylar Messinger coming up. Yes, Casey Kandel's mom played in the All-American Women's Professional Baseball League. Yes, the one you saw turned into a movie. In fact, Casey Kandel's brother Kelly was a producer, and he produced a documentary for PBS on the Women's Professional Baseball League. To left field, on a line, underneath it is Rojas, and Messinger is retired, unable to advance Martin with that smash to left field. So one down. But Kelly Kandel produced a documentary on his mom's experience in the Women's Professional Baseball League during World War II. And Penny Marshall saw it and was so excited about it that she purchased the rights and turned it into the very, very successful movie that so many big stars were a part of. Pitch sliced foul into the second deck to the right field side of home plate. So, yeah, Casey Kandel and his mom, the only mother-son duo to both play professional baseball. Casey Kandel was once asked if he got his mother's ability. From his mother or his father. And he said, clearly my father, if I had gotten my mother's ability, I'd be in the Hall of Fame. To shortstop, they look at the runner who advances, and the throw is wide to first, sails to the wall. Martin comes home to score, but on the relay they are able to get Perez at second base. So the throw from shortstop, he initially looked at Martin, who was going to third. Martin was already there. He then sailed his throw wide of the first baseman, but it hit off the wall and came back hard and fast, and that gave the first baseman, Conicello, the ability to turn and throw down to second base and get Perez for the out. So the first pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr., taken for a strike. But the Grizzlies have tied this game now at one here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two down. 1-1 the count now to E.J. Andrews Jr. Ball boy scrambling to grab the baseball from the grass back of home plate. But Fresno has tied the ball game on some hustling by Robbie Martin. Next pitch to Andrews in the air, back of the plate, throwing off the mask. Is Martin coming back, shielding his eyes? It will be over the screen and into the fourth row of the seats, back of the plate. So Andrews stays alive. It's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. One out. No, I don't believe the scoreboard is correct. There should be 2 outs in the inning. Messinger flied out to left field and Perez out at second base, so I think they're an out shy on the scoreboard. I have made my mistakes today, so not being critical. Deep to left field, high in the air, down the line. Is it fair? It is foul. E.J. Andrews Jr. gave that ball a ride and looked for a time like it had a chance, but it hooked foul. He now resets himself and awaits the next offering. Slammed over the glove of the shortstop, who looks at his glove, thought he might have had the ball, but didn't. And Andrews has himself a base hit. So with E.J. Andrews Jr. on first base, that is going to bring up Jesus Bugarin. And that is going to bring out the Visalia skipper, D. Garner. And being the second trip to the mound in the inning, it is going to mean a mandatory pitching change. So we're going to take a break while Visalia changes pitchers. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Grab the keys to a new
for the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So pitching change, and coming in out of the bullpen for the Visalia Rawhide is Josh Swales, pitcher from Santa Clarita, California, pitched at College of Southern Nevada. He's been in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization for a couple of seasons, was at Visalia last year. 6'2", 195, the measurements on him, 22 years old, and he comes in with the game now tied at 1, 2 outs, and E.J. Andrews Jr., the runner at first base, having lined a single to left field. Robbie Martin got it going, hustling all the way in for a double. Messinger then flied out to left field. Perez had the single that brought Martin home, but trying to advance to second base, he was thrown out. Andrews with this single to left, and we've got Jesus Bugarin up, who has been a strikeout victim each of his first two times. But, boy, over the last two-plus weeks, he has been red hot. Heike got average 38 points. Takes a called strike. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies have tied it up 1-1 with Visalia Rawhide. Quick throw to first, and now E.J. Andrews Jr.'s uniform is a little bit dirty from making that head-first dive back into the bag. To the stretch. There goes Andrews. Pitch swung on, chopped down toward third base, but foul. It's going to say that diving back into first base, diving anywhere, and getting that uniform all dirty is enough to make a mom cringe if it's a little league game, but moms don't have to clean jerseys anymore when they're in the pros, so it's okay. Josh Swales, the pitcher now for Visalia, big right-hander, goes to the stretch. Andrews with a leadoff first. Bugarin awaits the delivery. And here it comes. High and away for ball two, or for ball, and it's one ball and two strikes to Bugarin. Andrews leads off first. Here's the next offering. Sliced base hit into right field. Andrews is going to turn the corner at first, second. He's going to head to third, and he will be in there without a throw. So Bugarin with the fourth hit of the inning. Andrews able to go from first to third on the base hit to right field. Some good hitting by Jesus Bugarin. And that's going to bring up young Andy Perez. 0 for 2 thus far. Struck out back in the first. And then hit back. Had a liner up the first base line that was snagged by the Visalia first baseman, Contesello, in the fourth inning. Perez a chance to give the Grizzlies the lead here. Runners at first and third. Two down. Perez wagging the bat to the second baseman. Takes a hop, flips to first base, and he is retired to end the inning. But the Grizzlies have tied it on the strength of four hits in the inning, and we are now through five at Chukchansey Park, where it's a 1-1 tie on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics brings your best ideas to life. We are now in the top of the sixth inning. It is a 1-1 tie here at Chukchansey Park. Fresno Grizzlies battling back that inning. And for the Visalia Ride, we go to the top of the order. Anderson Rojas, Jose Fernandez, and David Martin, the three scheduled hitters here, to face Gabriel Barbosa, who is on in relief of Jackson Cox, who was very, very impressive in his four innings of work. Barbosa, first pitch taken for a strike. On this Mother's Day, or Mother's Day reflections, not a happy Mother's Day, swing and a miss for a strike, it's 0-2. Back in 1939, Bob Feller's mother, his parents drove from the farm in Iowa up to Cleveland to watch their son pitch for the Cleveland Indians, fouled at home plate, remains 0-2. And during the ball game, Bob Feller's mom was so intently watching her son out on the mound that she didn't see a foul ball get sliced up the first base line, and she was hit in the face with the foul ball. It shattered her glasses, cut her up, slight concussion, and the Cleveland team trainer leaped out of the dugout to tend to her and really rattled Bob Feller, as you would imagine. But his mom was taken to the hospital, foul shot at the plate. It's still 0-2, or 1-2, I should say. She was taken to the hospital and actually was in the hospital for a couple of days with a slight concussion, but was A-OK. But a Mother's Day that will not be forgotten for the wrong reason. Slice down the right field line. If that is fair, it is fair by about a foot. Rattles around down to the right field corner. Martin chasing it. And Anderson Rojas pulls up into second base with a stand-up double. So Rojas, on a 1-2 count, slices that ball down the line. And Visalia now with a runner in scoring position here in the top of the sixth inning. And up comes the always dangerous Jose Fernandez, the Visalia shortstop. Fernandez, a victim of a strikeout in the first. That was the first strikeout registered by Jackson Cox. First pitch fouled above the Visalia dugout on the third base side. And then Fernandez grounded back to Jackson Cox in the third inning. So 0 for 2. And David Martin is actually the hitter. Once again, my scorebook is a little askew. So David Martin stands in. Runner off second base. Pitch outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike to the Visalia catcher, David Martin. Pitch high and away, and it's now 3-1. Barbosa to the stretch, comes home, swing and a miss. 3-2. So Barbosa with a full count now to David Martin. Kicks and comes to the plate. Slap to first base. Kelly has it easily. Jogs to the bag and retires David Martin for the out. One out in the inning, and that brings up Christian Cerda. Caught earlier in the series, but has been the DH the last couple of games. Activity down in the Visalia bullpen. And the delivery to Cerda. Flied in the air to right field. Hustling over is Martin. Can he get there? No. Bounces in front of him. Brings in the run. Visalia now with a 2-1 lead. So Cerda with the base hit down the right field line. And he brings Fernandez around. And up comes Kevin Condicello. Pitch misses for a ball. And again, misses the zone. Billy Corcoran, the pitcher down in the Visalia bullpen, down the left field line, and he's getting ready in a hurry. And next pitch wide of the strike zone once again. He whistles a ball past his catcher, does Corcoran in the bullpen that rolls all the way down to the backstop, back of home plate. Not exactly an encouraging sign for a manager. So a bit of a chat at the mound as Betancourt goes out to have a talk with Barbosa. Who has fallen behind here. And Barbosa throws another wide one. That's 4. And that gives Gavin Condicello a walk to first base. Moves Christian Cerda down to second base. With just one out in the inning. Ronnie Polanco coming up to hit for the Rawhide. So Visalia managing to shirk free of the Grizzlies and grab a 2-1 lead. Fresno having tied it up in the bottom of the fifth inning, but here in the sixth inning. Isalia's got something going now with a runner in scoring position and at second base following the single and the walk, and now another walk to Conticello, and they've got two on. This is Ronnie Polanco. Pitch brushes him back off the plate. And it's two balls and a strike. Kelly playing well off the runner at first. Pitch swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. With Gene Perez shading toward the second base bag. Kelly playing off the bag at first to cut down some of that big gap on the right side. Runners don't have enormously big leads. Line shot over the head of the leaping Andy Perez at shortstop. Coming around third, the runner going to score. Throw is going to come home. And the Rawhide now with yet another run as they extend the lead to 3-1. So Polanco with a run-scoring poke. Visalia with their second run of the inning, their third of the ball game. And Barbosa still in a jam with runners in at first and second with only one out. Standing in is the center fielder, Alvin Guzman. Or Julio Carrion now, who has gone in for Alvin Guzman. First pitch missing for a ball. So Barbosa struggling with his command in this game. Next pitch takes something off of it. Breaking ball misses. Two balls and no strikes. No activity whatsoever in the Grizzlies' bullpen. So this is Barbosa's to fight through. Barbosa to the stretch, looks at the runner at second base, now comes home. Line drive into the glove of Andy Perez. He walks over, stands on second base, and it is a double play. Grizzlies get out of a jam, but they give up a couple of runs. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning where Visalia leads Fresno 2-1. You're listening to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park Ticket Office.
It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. So the Fresno Grizzlies, once again in a bit of a hole. Last inning, they had battled their way back to even the score at 1-1, only to turn around and surrender a couple and fall back behind 3-1 now as we are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brian Betancourt, the Grizzlies' catcher, the first hitter in the inning. He'll be followed by Jesus Ordonez, the designated hitter this afternoon, and Parker Kelly getting the start today at first base. Betancourt, left-handed hitter. Looks at Josh Swales, the big right-hander on, or this is Corcoran, I should say, Billy Corcoran, now on in relief. So Corcoran comes on in relief of Swales. Corcoran, a guy with a lot of movement in his delivery. Brings the ball back up, the glove on the ball back up over his head, and has a high, bit of a leg, long high leg kick and a long stride toward the plate as he delivers, and that pitch a ball. So it's a ball and a strike to Brian Betancourt. 234 hitter, no home runs yet this season, 11 runs batted in. And the next pitch, sliced foul again into the seats, and it's a ball and two strikes. Corcoran missing wide with that one, and it's 2-2. Betancourt taking a couple of practice swings, rests the bat on his left shoulder. Now waits for the delivery. Sliced foul up just maybe down the row from us, not too far away at this level. A lot of fans today under the overhang, the second deck overhang, taking full advantage of the shade on this sunny and warm afternoon. Excuse me, swing by Betancourt, and it's off the meat of the bat and drops into shallow left field for a base hit. So Brian Betancourt is aboard with the base hit. And Jesus Ordonez, who reached on a base hit his last time in the fourth inning, coming up for the Grizzlies. Ordonez had a very impressive series against Visalia. Following today's game, the Grizzlies will go on the road for a week as Corcoran delivers and misses, or he does catch the outside corner for a strike. Monday, always the off day throughout the league for every team in the league. No California League games on Mondays. But Tuesday, the Grizzlies start a six-game series in Modesto. That'll be a big one because coming into the game today, those two teams were tied for second place. Down the right field line in foul territory. Nobody's going to get it. Everybody's going to run after it, but nothing doing, and it's a long foul ball. No balls and two strikes to Jesus Ordonez. Trying to get the fans a bit fired up here as the Grizzlies trying to get something going. Trailing 3-1, bottom of the sixth inning. A win today would be four in a row for the Grizzlies. And the next pitch, that misses wide. And it's a ball and two strikes. Betancourt with a short lead off first base. And chopped down toward third. Bobbled by the third baseman. He goes to second. Does manage to get the force on the lead runner, Betancourt. And there's one out in the inning, but Ordonez replaces Betancourt now as the base runner at first base for the Grizzlies. That brings up Parker Kelly. Grizzlies' first baseman. Came in today hitting .310. Talking about Mother's Day. Branch Rickey, the Hall of Fame executive with the Cardinals, Brooklyn Dodgers, Pittsburgh Pirates, as a young man made a promise to his mother, first pitch taken for a strike. Branch Rickey promised his mother that he would never play on the Sabbath. And he was true to that commitment to his mother, never as a player, amateur baseball, professional baseball, never played on Sunday. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. When he became a manager, managed the St. Louis Cardinals, he did not work at all on Sunday, and later as an executive with the Cardinals, then the Brooklyn Dodgers and Pittsburgh Pirates. Branch Rickey stayed true to that commitment to his mother and never worked on Sunday. And the next offering. Outside, Martin tried to jerk it into the strike zone, but home plate umpire wasn't buying it. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Parker Kelly. One down here, bottom of the sixth inning. Grizzlies trailing 3-1 to the Visalia Rawhide. And the pitch. High for a ball. Count now even at 2-2. Robbie Martin in the on-deck circle. There's the offering. Sliced foul down the right side, back into the seats. That means somebody's going to have to come out of the shade to get that baseball, and there's plenty that want it, but they can't seem to find it. So Billy Corcoran on the mound now for Visalia, looks at the runner at first, goes to the stretch, and comes to the plate. And it's wide for a ball, and the count goes full at 3-2. Corcoran to the belt, looks at the runner at first, and comes to the plate. In the air to right field, lofting over is Johnson. He's got a bead on it, and he puts it away for the second out of the inning. So Parker Kelly flies out to right field, and Robbie Martin's coming up, and he's hoping that he can do some damage like he did an inning ago. Jesus Ordonez, the runner at first base, and Robbie Martin had a hustling double in the fifth inning and then came in on the single by Perez. Takes the first pitch wide for a ball. Corcoran, fastball. Martin checks his swing, and it is a called strike. Ball and a strike, two outs. Grizzlies with a runner on, trailing by two here in the last of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. Martin gets back into the batter's box, looping the bat around in front of him. Now he sets. 1-2 count and the pitch. Breaking ball. Corcoran came off the mound in the direction of the dugout, but goes back up on the bump, disappointed. He did not get a strike call, and it's 2-2. Tall right-handed pitcher. Goes to the belt. Kicks, comes home. Way, way wide, and the count's full now at 3-2. Martin, content to be patient at the plate and get the pitch that he wants to be able to drive. Skylar Messinger in the on-deck circle, he'll hit next. 3-2 pitch. In the air to center field, taking a few steps to his left is Graham, and he's got it, and that's the end of the inning. So the Grizzlies unable to bring any runs in, and we now go to the seventh inning. It's a 3-1 Visalia lead here at Chukchansey Park. You're listening on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS providers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. They completely redesigned the Save Mart app with everything you need to help plan your shopping and save more money on your family's groceries. There are tons of downloadable coupons and exclusive offers, and it's easy to track your Save Mart rewards. Download today and start saving every time you shop with the new Save Mart app. Well, to the seventh inning we go here at Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies trailing the Visalia Rawhide by a 3-1 count. Gabriel Barbosa still on the mound in relief for the Grizzlies. Jackson Cox with his first start on the mound in Chukchansey Park, second in professional baseball. The Colorado Rockies' second-round pick in last July's draft. Very, very impressive this afternoon. It will be the right fielder, Brett Johnson, the second baseman, Juan Cornell, and the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. Leading off the seventh inning, check swing to the first base side, hustling over as Barbosa tags the runner and records the out. The very alert defense by Gabriel Barbosa to record the out, and Brett Johnson's retired. Brings up the second baseman, Juan Cornell. Getting a start, he has not seen a lot of action thus far for Visalia here in the series. Grizzlies bring Messinger in to the edge of the infield grass, and now he backs up. Ball sliced down the left field line. Andrews in hot pursuit, and he eases up as that ball goes into the seats for a souvenir. And it's a foul ball and runs the count to no balls and two strikes.3-1 Visalia, top of the seventh inning. To second base it goes on a smash. Perez with it, throws over to Kelly, and just like that, there's two gone. To the top of the order, and Anderson Rojas, the Visalia left fielder. Comes up with a .289 batting average to his credit for the season. Left-handed batter. Over the head of the third baseman into left field. Andrews really didn't even have to move, just reached down and picked it up at his shoe tops. And Rojas is aboard with a base hit. So Visalia, once again, getting runners on board. And Jose Fernandez comes up. The Visalia shortstop has a runner on. Grizzlies, quick throw to first base. Rojas dives back in successfully. Could be some activity soon in the Grizzlies bullpen. Barbosa, curveball, gets a called strike call. No balls and a strike, two down. Jose Fernandez, the Visalia hitter. David Martin out on the on-deck circle for the Rawhide. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Barbosa to the stretch and comes to the plate. Chopped up the middle, coming in. Andy Perez gets it, fires to first, and that does it for the inning. So Fernandez retired. Andy Lopez over to Kelly at first base for the third out. And we're going, it's stretch time here at Chukchansey Park, the seventh inning stretch. We will pause with the Grizzlies trailing 3-1 to Visalia. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Bottom of the seventh inning we go. Fans have been up stretching and enjoying some of the between innings entertainment here at Chick Chansey Park, and there's plenty of that every single night or afternoon. Billy Corcoran back on for his second inning on the mound for Visalia as the Rawhide now with a 3-1 lead. And Fresno will send Skyler Messinger to the plate, followed by Gene Perez, and then to the top of the order, and E.J. Andrews Jr. So Grizzlies in a bit of a game of catch-up now, running out of outs to do that as we're in the bottom of the seventh, just 9 outs left for the Grizzlies, and a slammed fastball into left field lands in front of Rojas out there. Fresno puts the leadoff man on here in the last of the seventh inning. Yeah, that will bring up Gene Perez, one half of the Grizzlies' all-Perez middle infield this afternoon. Andy Perez getting the start at shortstop as Ryan Ritter getting a day off today. Perez with an .050 batting average thus far. He came down mid-April from Spokane, the Colorado Rockies High A affiliate. Messinger off first base, about a 10-foot lead. Bends at the waist, and now the pitch by Corcoran fouled into the second deck, down the right side. Brady Hall up in the bullpen for Brady Hill, I should say, on the bullpen bump for the Grizzlies, getting warmed up. Likely will come in and be the pitcher in the top of the eighth inning. Corcoran working from the stretch, and he comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Runs the count to a ball and two. Well, that's actually strike three, and down he goes. So Perez on the strikeout, first out of the inning. Then up comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Walked and swiped second back in the first inning. Hit a big base hit, advanced to third base on a base hit in the fifth inning. Wags the bat over his right shoulder. Pink batting gloves today on Mother's Day. Takes a called strike. Four home runs on the season for Andrews. Had two in a ball game earlier in the year. One of his fun nights as a professional. Big swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. Messinger on first base. One down. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Chick-Chansey Park. The Grizzlies trailing 3-1. Visalia rallied in the top of the sixth to break the 1-1 tie. Billy Corcoran with a pitch, and it is high. Base hit into left field for Andrews. Messinger stops at second base. Andrews went down at a breaking ball. Smashed it into left field for the base hit. That brings Jesus Bugarin up at a base hit in the fifth inning. And the Grizzlies could really use one right now. They try to get this rally going and evaporate that two-run deficit. Corcoran with his first pitch, slammed into left field. Base hit, coming around third base. Messinger will score. Throw coming behind him is cut off. And it is now a 3-2 ball game. Andrews at second base, advancing on the base hit. And Bugarin with the Grizzlies' third hit of the inning. So the base hit by Bugarin brings Messinger around to score. It is now a 3-2 ball game, and out comes the Visalia pitching coach for a quick chat, and he keeps looking down at the bullpen as though he is expecting to see somebody up. And the guys that are up are just doing some limbering up, which you normally will see before they get on the mound and start making warm-up tosses. So it's going to be at least 7-8 pitches before anyone is ready to come in. Fresno, on the other hand, has had Brady Hall down in the bullpen warming up. And I said Brady Hall again. Brady Hill, my apologies. Conference breaks up out on the mound. Final word from catcher Martin to pitcher Corcoran. Corcoran, the third Rawhide pitcher of the afternoon. Swales relieved the starter, Brock Jones. Corcoran out of the stretch. Andrews at second, Bugarin off first. Pitch is wide, and it's a ball. Andy Perez looking for his first hit of the afternoon. And if he comes up with it here, he would tie this ball game. Speed on the bases. Two of the Grizzlies' fastest out there. Get Andrews at second, Bugarin at first. Pitch misses for a ball. Or two balls, no strikes, the count. Just one down here. Corcoran coming home. Chop towards second base. This will advance Andrews to third. They get the lead runner. Oh, they do get the double play. So an opportunity squandered by the Grizzlies, says Andy Perez, grounds into the double play. And we're now through seven innings here at Chicchancy Park. It's 3-2 Visalia on top of the Grizzlies.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Well, the Fresno Grizzlies go to their third pitcher of the afternoon, and this will be Brady Hill, who comes on in relief of Gabriel Barbosa, who came on in relief of our impressive starter this afternoon, Jackson Cox. So for Brady Hill, a rarity, a pitcher with a single-digit number on his back, whereas number nine. And as we look at the recent work of Brady Hill, he pitched in the afternoon game last Tuesday, a couple of innings, gave up a hit. No runs or hits in his effort. Right-hander from Spokane, Washington, attended San Jose State. And David Martin, the Visalia catcher, will lead off the top of the eighth inning. Hill's first pitch is high and away for a ball. Hill kicks and deals, and it's fouled back into the seats back of home plate. So Hill with a 1-0, one loss record thus far on the season. 3.60 earned run average in relief. And the next pitch misses. Two balls and a strike. Misses again and now falls behind 3-1. Hill drafted in the 15th round last July. Foul tip. And we've gone to a full count at 3-2. Actually played his first couple of college seasons at Washington State before he transferred to San Jose State. All singled into center field, and David Martin leads off the eighth inning with a base hit for the Rawhide. That's going to bring up the designated hitter, Christian Cerda. A warm, windy afternoon here at Chukchansey Park. Big swing and a miss by Serta on the first offering from Brady Hill. Hill on in relief of Gabriel Barboza. Had a bit of a rough sixth inning, giving up allowing a couple of runs during that effort. Sliced back into the second deck to the right of home plate. No balls and two strikes. Not surprisingly, quite a number of fans out in the Splash Park section behind the right field corner. It's missing. It's a ball and two strikes now to Christian Serta. Gavin Conticello waits on the on-deck circle. Ball whizzing right by Betancourt to the screen, and that allows David Martin to advance 90 feet to second base. Two balls and two strikes the count. That last pitch clocked at 94 miles an hour by Brady Hill. A little bit of stirring in the Grizzlies' bullpen. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And down goes Serta on strikes. So the first out of the inning recorded via the strikeout. And Gavin Conticello's coming up for the Rawhide. All quiet in the Visalia bullpen. David Martin getting a walking lead off second base. Andy Perez behind him. First pitch catching the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Conticello for a strike. Outfield medium deep and straight away. And the next pitch by Brady Hill. It's high and away for a ball. To the stretch goes Hill. Looks at the runner at second base. And comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Well, Betancourt's going to jog out to the mound to have a brief conversation with Brady Hill. Might be something to do with signs with a runner at second base. You never know. Could be that he sees Martin giving location to the hitter. Always important when you have a runner on to try to mix things up, hold the ball, vary your delivery speeds, swing and a miss. And down goes Conticello. He's the second strikeout victim this inning for Brady Hill. And Ronnie Polanco now coming up for the Rawhide. Polanco hitting 167, a homer, 8 runs batted in. And Hill's first pitch. Missing the strike zone for a ball. Tyler Hoffman, the pitcher up in the Grizzlies bullpen. Hill's pitch low and inside, another ball. Two balls and no strikes to Ronnie Polanco. Julio Carrion, who has come on as a defensive replacement for Alvin Guzman, swinging a weighted bat in the on-deck circle. In the air to left field, Andrew's going back, hustling toward the warning track, maybe over his head, and not just over his head, but out of the ballpark. And Polanco missed first base. Polanco was halfway to second, had to turn and come back and touch first base. Well, that's a big two-run home run, and that is a big, big blow for Visalia. Fresno getting within a run in the bottom of the seventh, and now Visalia tacks two more on the board on the home run by Ronnie Polanco. And now the Rawhide with a 5-2 lead. So Julio Carrion now coming up His first at-bat in the game, and the first pitch scoots by Betancourt to the backstop for a ball. The two-out home run by Ronnie Polanco, a two-run shot. Pitch a high outside fastball, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes to carry on. Next pitch, fouled back to the screen. So the big home run extending what was a one-run lead now to a three-run gap. 5-2 Visalia here in the top of the eighth inning. Hill's pitch missing high for a ball. It's now 3-1. Swing and a miss, and it's a full count now at 3-2. Garion steps out of the box, wipes some sweat from his brow, takes the helmet off. Now he stands back in. Awaits the delivery. In the air to left center field, it gets down for a base hit. Andrews over, fields it on a big, big hop, and fires into Andy Perez as they hold Julio Carrion to a single. Third hit of the inning. And up comes Brett Johnson. Carrion inching away to a leadoff first. First pitch low and outside to Johnson for a ball. To the stretch goes Hill. Out of the corner of his left eye, watches the runner at first. Comes to the plate, and it's a called strike. Ball and a strike, two outs. Visalia with a runner at first, and Julio Carrion. After Ronnie Polanco's big two-run home run, pushed their lead up to 5-2. In the air to center field, Bugarin turns to his right, hustling back, side saddle, holds up the glove, and the ball sails into it for the third out of the inning. So Brett Johnson's retired, but not before. Visalia adds two, and we're going to the bottom of the eighth at Chicchansey Park. 5-2 Visalia. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chicchansey Park as we head to the last of the eighth inning, and the Grizzlies running out of chances here. Visalia with a big two-run home run in the top of the eighth. Ronnie Polanco putting one over the left field wall. Gives Visalia a 5-2 lead now. Grizzlies will be sending up the middle of the order. Brian Betancourt, the cleanup hitter, the catcher this afternoon. Jesus Ordonez, the designated hitter. And Parker Kelly, the first baseman, will be the scheduled three to face Billy Corcoran. The third Visalia pitcher of the afternoon. Corcoran with a pronounced windup, bringing the ball back over the back of his head before he kicks and comes to the plate. Don't see that a lot anymore. Most pitching coaches really try to smooth things out and minimize the amount of movement in a pitcher's delivery. His first pitch is a ball, now delivers his second, swung on and fouled back into the stands just to the left side of home plate. So to see a pitcher actually with a windup in their windup, a little bit rare these days in professional baseball. catching the outside corner with that pitch, and it's a strike, 1-2. Activity continues down in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Corcoran coming home. Again, sliced foul to the left side, back into the second deck. Outfield playing somewhat deep on Betancourt, who has yet to homer this season, and the next pitch to him is low in the dirt, and that runs the count to 2-2. Betancourt, Ordonez, and Parker Kelly, the three scheduled hitters. Should they get on, Robbie Martin would get a turn at the plate. Lofted in the air, back of third base, going back on it, Polanco, shielding his eyes and coming over at the last minute, the shortstop Fernandez, and he makes the grab. So Betancourt with the soft fly out to the outfield grass back of third base. Shortstop Fernandez hauling it in for the first out of the inning. And that brings up, no, it will not be Jesus Ordonez. We're going to have a pinch hitter for the Grizzlies. Fresno will send up. That's Jake Snyder coming up. Jake Snyder, fourth in the league in hitting. A .320 batting average. A homer, 10 runs batted in. And he is going to pinch hit for Ordonez. He takes the first pitch for a ball. Corcoran with that wind comes to the plate, misses wide, and it's 2-0. So Jake Snyder coming up as the pinch hitter. Sliced into the second deck to the left side for a foul ball. One and two balls and a strike now. Snyder wags the bat, takes a fastball well outside, and it's 3-1. Snyder knows this pitch is going to be in the strike zone or close to it, but it's not, and he gets a walk out of it. So Jake Snyder now heading to first base via the walk. And Parker Kelly coming up. And coming out of the Visalia dugout, their pitching coach. And he keeps, once again, looking down to the left field bullpen. And as we mentioned before, normally it's not the pitching coach who makes the pitching change. It's the manager. So Tyler Mark out to speak with not just Billy Corcoran, but the catcher, the infielders. And he takes another glance down to the left field bullpen where there is activity. And now he's twirling that finger in that unmistakable signal to the bullpen to get ready fast. So Snyder at first, Parker Kelly the hitter, one down. Grizzlies trailing by 3-5-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Kelly takes the first pitch for a called strike. Robbie Martin out on deck. There's the next delivery, fouled to the right side off the facing near the Grizzlies' dugout. And it's now an 0-2 count. Snyder at first with the walk. The infielders shaded at short and second toward that second base bag, hoping to be able to turn two and end any kind of a threat. Corcoran to the belt, comes home, way outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Looking down to the Visalia dugout, their pitching coach gesturing to the bullpen, who's the next pitch is fouled to the backstop. And again, Tyler Mark wanting a sign from the guys down in the bullpen to know whether the relief pitcher who is up is ready or close to being ready. And that gives you the indication that if Parker Kelly gets on, Visalia's making a pitching change. Pitch misses low, and it's 2-2. Martin gave you that gesture like holding the glove out for an extended period of time, but he disagreed with the call of the home plate umpire, but it doesn't change things. It's 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Parker Kelly on strikes. So Kelly's the second out of the inning. Robbie Martin coming up had that big double back in the fifth inning, and the Grizzlies would not love nothing more than to get some extra base productivity out of him right here, trailing by 3 runs, and with Brian Betancourt, I should say Jake Snyder, the pinch hitter, on at first base. Martin takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Five-2 Visalia, bottom of the eighth inning. Snyder off first, and the next pitch, it's outside for a ball that makes it 1-1 to Robbie Martin Jr. Billy Corcoran to the belt, comes home. Taken high for a ball, 2 balls and a strike. Martin twirling the bat, now rests it on his left shoulder and awaits the offering. Well outside for a ball, and it's 3-1. So Martin has worked his way to a 3-1 count. And again, if this is anywhere in or near the strike zone, runner's going to be heading off and Martin's going to be swinging. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Skyler Messenger waits on deck. Rawhide now move the first baseman Conticello back off the bag. They're not going to hold the runner. And there he goes, and the pitch, it's low, ball 4. So Fresno now bringing the tying run to the plate as Robbie Martin Jr. walks. And Snyder, who was aboard via the walk, trots down to second base. And we're going to have a pitching change. That's it. Out comes D. Garner. He's going to go to the bullpen. And we're going to take a break to tell you who the next pitcher is when we come back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chansey Gold has live entertainment inside Fireside Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. So Alfred Moreo comes in as the relief pitcher now for Visalia. Fourth pitcher of the afternoon for the Rawhide. Skyler Messenger, the hitter. And he awaits the first offering, and it's inside for ball one. Murillo, right-hander, goes to the stretch, now comes home, and it's fouled off the hands of the bat. Back to the screen, and caroms out onto the field. At our count now, a ball and a strike. Two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Grizzlies with opportunity knocking. They've got a runner in Snyder at second base. Robbie Martin at first, both aboard via walks. Moreo going to the stretch once again. Kicks in the air to center field. Back of shortstop actually going back, and it's going to drop. One run is in. It's a 5-3 ball game. And Robbie Martin hustles all the way to third base. So the base hit by Messenger brings in the run. And the Grizzlies chip away. It's now a 5-3 ball game. And it would appear we've got a second pinch hitter of the inning coming up for Fresno. And it is going to be Luis Mendez. So Mendez to pinch hit for Gene Perez. As it is now a 5-3 ball game. Runner at third base. Moreo to the stretch, and he comes home. Sliced into the stands to the left side. Foul ball, 0-1 the count now. So Mendez, left-hand hitter. Shin guard on his right leg. Wiggling the bat over his left shoulder, and here comes the offering. Slice to first base, but it's going to trickle foul. And he stays alive at the plate. 0-2 the count. Messenger off first base. Robbie Martin Jr., the Grizzlies runner at third. Messenger brought Jake Snyder home with a base hit. Next pitch misses. And it's a ball and two strikes. Five-three Visalia, bottom of the eighth inning. Grizzlies with opportunity continuing to knock. E.J. Andrews Jr. in the on-deck circle. A pitch, check swing, gets a call, strike three. That's the inning. Grizzlies leave the runners stranded at third. We're now through eight. It's 5-3, Visalia.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chancy Park. To the top of the ninth inning we go. Visalia sitting on a 5-3 lead. Changes for Fresno on the mound. Their fourth pitcher of the afternoon will be Tyler Hoffman. the right-hander coming in out of the bullpen. Eloys Mendez will stay in the game after pinch hitting, and he will remain at second base. Tyler Hoffman, right-hander. ...23 years old from Mobile, Alabama, 17th round draft pick last July. And he is going to immediately face the second baseman, Juan Cornille. And then the lineup will go back to the leadoff spot at Anderson Rojas and Jose Fernandez. Hoffman works from the stretch. First pitch is a ball low. Fastball that clocked at 94 miles an hour. And the next pitch inside. And just like that, it's 2-0. Not the way you want to come into a game. Managers want to see their pitchers pound the strike zone. Hoffman's third delivery does catch the zone for a called strike. Cornille taking all the way, and it's 2-1. 5-3 Visalia, top of the ninth inning here at Chukchansey Park. Glad you've joined us today, and a happy Mother's Day to all those who have logged in. To the left side, diving messenger with it, throws across the diamond, and records the out. Terrific defensive play. Circle that one in your scorebook, as he did an outstanding job to keep that ball from getting past and into the outfield for a base hit. But Messenger with a dive to his left manages to get leather on the ball, scramble to his feet, and throw the runner out for the first out of the inning. Anderson Rojas, left-hand hitter, with a 304 average, stands in. Grizzlies middle infielders playing deep. Messenger in close with his toes on the infield grass. And the first pitch, or the next pitch, I should say, is taken for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. The wind kicking up here in Chukchansey Park. Coming in from right field. Next pitch in the air to right field, turning to his left and going back and circling under it is Martin. He pulls it down for the out. So Rojas flies out to Martin in right field for the second out of the inning, and this brings up Jose Fernandez. Fernandez, 286 hitter. And the first pitch, big swing and a miss. Hoffman's next offering, sliced into the stands down the right side. And it's no balls and two strikes. Looking ahead to the Grizzlies' ninth inning, it'll be the top three in the order. Andrews, Bugarin, and Perez, Andy Perez. Hoffman works from the stretch, kicks and deals. And it's chopped and dribbled foul to the right side. It'll die on the track. Right in front of the Grizzlies' dugout. The player vaulted the railing to get the ball, only to realize that it scooted under the protective netting and into the dugout. Next pitch, chopped right back at Hoffman, bounces into his glove, jogs toward first, and underhands to Kelly for the out. We go to the ninth inning. Nail-biting time, it's 5-3 Visalia. Grizzlies with the top three in the order coming up.
Drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
After this game, the Fresno Grizzlies hit the road for a week. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. That's minor league baseball's home away from home, Wyndham Hotels. Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning with the Fresno Grizzlies trailing 5-3 to the Visalia Rawhide. Grizzlies would love nothing more than to wrap up this series with a fourth consecutive win and arrive Tuesday in Modesto with either a share or sole possession of second place. We've got a new pitcher, it appears, for Visalia. Trying to check numbers here. No, we don't. No, Murillo is still on the mound for his second inning of work. So in the ninth inning, it'll be E.J. Andrews Jr., Jesus Bugarin, and Andy Perez, the three scheduled hitters. E.J. Andrews Jr. walked in the first, had a base hit, was stranded at third in the fifth, and a base hit in the seventh inning. Big afternoon here. On Mother's Day, you got to meet his mom in our pregame show. She's flown in to spend the weekend from Las Vegas, where unbelievably she says it's cooler than Fresno. Next pitch, low, and it's a ball and a strike. Murillo winging it up there at 95 miles an hour. Murillo brings the glove to his right shoulder, then goes into his motion, delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen, and it's a ball and two strikes. Outfielders playing deep, middle infielders very deep as well. And Malone's next pitch is well outside for a ball. One and two, or two and two. Two and two the count to the ninth inning leadoff hitter, E.J. Andrews Jr. Here's the delivery. In the air toward right field, down the line, hustling over is Johnson. Dives, cannot get it. It's a fair ball. It squirts away into the bullpen. Andrews headed to third base. He's in standing up, and the Grizzlies have the leadoff hitter 90 feet away from scoring. E.J. Andrews Jr. lofted one down the right field line. Johnson made a dive. It ticked his glove. But Karam, the momentum, forced it out of his glove and all the way into the bullpen. And John Andrews, with such tremendous speed, never stopped running until he was standing on third base. So the Grizzlies with a leadoff hitter on third base, and that brings up Jesus Bugarin. He's had a pair of hits this afternoon. Sliced into the second deck foul to the right side of home plate. And Andrews is trotting to home plate. Okay, there has been a ruling. Andrews just scored. And my question is, what was that ruling? We're waiting to hear. He was awarded a triple by the official score, but he has just walked home on that pitch. Was it a balk call? Next pitch to Bugarin, high and away. For a ball. Murillo's pitch low, and it's now 2-1 to Bugarin. So E.J. Andrus Jr. with a triple, his second in three nights, and he walks home and scores. So it's a 5-4 ball game. Next pitch to Bugarin, misses once again. Murillo to the stretch, and time is taken. It's a pitch clock. It is indeed a pitch clock violation, and that is ball four. And it sends Bugarin to first base. And out to the mound comes the Visalia pitching coach, Tyler Mack. I think in this situation, he's trying to calm Alfred Murillo down, because Murillo, no question, has got to be a little bit rattled by what has gone on. Now, I haven't seen any information from our official scorer yet today, and they do a terrific job. So waiting to find out what the ruling was, and I'm assuming it's a balk that allowed E.J. Andrus Jr. to come home, because as soon as that pitch was delivered, he was walking down the third base line to home plate. And then Bugarin now is at first base, thanks to the pitch clock violation that came with three balls on the hitter. So with nobody out, Grizzlies have got the tying run at first base, and Andy Perez up at the plate. Polanco creeping in at third. They remember how he bunted the ball the other night. He takes the first pitch wide for a ball. Fernandez, the shortstop, very close to the second base bag. They are clearly looking to try and get this ball on the ground in order to turn two. Pickoff throw to first base. Nothing doing, as Bugarin was not that far off the bag and very easily able to turn and get back on first base. Now he inches his way off, about 6 feet off the bag. Pitch swung on, chopped foul at home plate. But Visalia, positioning their infield clearly in an effort to get two. Polanco with his toes on the infield grass near third base. They're holding the runner close at first. And the pitch sliced to the left into the seats for a foul ball. One ball, two strikes, the count to Andy Perez. Cornille is squarely in the middle between first and second base, trying to plug that gap. Fernandez shading close to second base as Murillo goes to the stretch. Now he comes home in the air over the head of the shortstop Fernandez into left center field. Base hit. And it gets by the center fielder to the wall. Coming around to score with a tying run is Bugarin. And it is a 5-5 ball game. Oh, what excitement here at Chukchansey Park in the ninth inning. As Andy Perez singles, and the ball scoots under the glove and to the fence to allow the runner Bugarin to come all the way around and score. And Andy Perez is 180 feet from home plate, dancing off second base with what would be the winning run. Visalia staff trying to get the attention of their infield to position them. But Fernandez is standing about 10, 12 feet almost directly behind Andy Perez as he gets his lead off second base. Trying to hold him close, but that's creating a huge gap on the left side. And if that ball can be pushed through that gap, the winning run would score. Pitch missing for a strike. It's a ball and two strikes. This is Brian Betancourt, the hitter. Left-handed hitter, still no one out in this half of the inning. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Grizzlies have scored twice to tie. Murillo to the stretch, comes to the plate, taken low for a ball. It's 2-2. Jake Snyder the fourth leading hitter in the California League, is in the on-deck circle. Murillo, the pitch. Outside. And it's a full count. It's just been confirmed from our official scorer that it was indeed a balk call that allowed E.J. Andrews Jr. to come home and score. Murillo to the stretch. Andy Perez off second. Swatted to the right side. Perez will get to third. Scooped up, thrown to first. Cornell to Contesello. And Betancourt is retired, but that's a very productive at-bat. He was able to get that winning run 90 feet away from home now at third base. So one down in the inning. Jake Snyder coming to the plate. He walked his last time up when he came up to pinch hit for Ordonez, and he remained in the game as the designated hitter. Infield all in. They are 6 inches off that infield grass. Every one of the infielders. Fernandez hustling to back up the pitcher on the catcher's return throw. Very smart defense. Ball gets away in that situation, and the run would score easily unless there's someone backing up. Next pitch, sliced down the left field line, but it hooks foul down near Fresno Social toward the left field corner and into the seats. One ball, one strike, one out. The winning run in Andy Perez, 90 feet away up the third base line. Murillo is going to step off. And they are going to go with an intentional walk. So they are going to send Snyder to first base with the intentional walk. And they'll bring up Parker Kelly. So Fresno now with runners at first and third. One out. Bottom of the ninth inning, and we're tied at 5-5. Cornell and Fernandez coming in close. The pitch, low for a ball. They're going to keep the ball down. Morello's going to keep the ball down to the hitters to try to get a ground ball. And the infield is in, hoping that their presence in so close will prevent Andy Perez from making a break for the plate in the event. Runner Snyder goes. Defense doesn't care. They let him have second base. His run doesn't matter. Called defensive indifference as they allow Jake Snyder to have second base. There's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. The count now to Parker Kelly. Andy Perez dancing off third base. He represents the winning run. It's 5-5 in the bottom of the ninth at Chukchansey Park. Murillo, the pitch, high and inside, brushing Parker Kelly back. And the drama grows. Loose ball rolling down from the bullpen near home plate. It's retrieved by a member of the Visalia Rawhide staff. Murillo to the stretch. 3-1 the count. The pitch. Foul to the screen. It's 3-2. Robbie Martin's on deck. Had a big double back in the fifth inning. Snyder with a walking lead off second. Andy Perez inching down the third baseline. Murillo kicks. Comes to the plate. Swing and a miss, and down goes Parker Kelly on strikes. So two down in the inning, and Robbie Martin coming to the plate. The left-handed hitter manicures the dirt in the batter's box with his left foot, taps the head of the bat on home plate, loops the bat around in front of him, now grips it with both hands over his left shoulder. Here's the first pitch. Taken high and away, but it's called a strike. Robbie Martin Jr., 281 average, 3 home runs. He was a hero last night. Can he do it again tonight? The pitch. Sliced down the left field line, hooking foul off the netting and into the Visalia bullpen. Visalia with a left-hander up in their bullpen, preparing for extra innings. Perez with a walking lead down the line. Here's the pitch. Wide for a ball, and it's a ball and two strikes. One and two the count, two out, 5-5 tie here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Grizzlies, the winning run at third base and Andy Perez. And the pitch. Wide to the backstop it goes. Here comes Perez and a scramble to the plate. They dive. Perez is safe. Grizzlies win. Celebrating at home plate, a big Gatorade bath for Andy Perez. A wild pitch whizzed by Martin, the Visalia catcher, all the way to the backstop. And Andy Perez hurried home to score the game-winning run. The Fresno Grizzlies, in dramatic fashion, pull out their fourth win in a row and round out the homestand here successfully on this Mother's Day afternoon. We'll be back to wrap it all up, a thriller at Chukchansey Park. Stay with us, Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Plenty of fans feeling the fun here this afternoon as the Fresno Grizzlies emerge victorious with a terrific ninth inning rally, coming from behind to defeat the Visalia Rawhide by a 6-5 final score. The wild pitch did it. Andy Perez alertly scampering home from third base with the winning run there. E.J. Andrews Jr. getting it all started with a triple. And then he was balked home. Jesus Bugarin walked with a pitch clock violation with three balls on the count. And then he later advanced and came around to score the second run of the inning. Perez reached, got the second on the fielder's choice, managed to move on to third base and be 90 feet away and in a great position when that wild pitch sailed to the screen. Murillo, the losing pitcher, and he also is credited with, I don't think it's something you're credited with, but he goes into the books with a blown save. Hoffman gets the win for the Grizzlies on this Mother's Day afternoon. Fresno wrapping up the homestand, having won four of the six games between these two teams. Fresno 13-2 in Chukchansey Park over the past couple of years against the Visalia Rawhide. Grizzlies will now head to Modesto, where they have a six-game series coming up. They came into the game this afternoon tied with the Modesto Nuts at 17-15. Both teams four games back of first place San Jose. The San Jose Giants at 21-11. Visalia had fallen to a tie with Inland Empire for third in the Southern Division, both with 12-20 records, 11 games back of first place Rancho Cucamonga. So the series in Modesto will begin Tuesday night, a 7:05 start up there. You will be able to hear Stephen Rice on the call here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Caleb Franzen will get the call. Modesto will send Tyler Cleveland to the mound. And then on Wednesday night, also a 7:05 first pitch, Blake Adams, who has really been lights out lately, he'll get the start for the Grizzlies. Michael Prosecki, who threw quite well in his start here against Visalia, he will be the Thursday night starter. And then Jordy Vargas on Friday will draw the start. Those are the next four games coming up on the horizon. Grizzlies will be back a week from Tuesday with the Stockton Ports. And we look forward to being with you again in that series. But what a thriller here this afternoon as the Grizzlies managed to come from behind. And with a dramatic ninth inning and the wild pitch, pull this one out to defeat the Visalia Rawhide 6-5 here at Chicansey Park. It's been a delight to be with you, and it was a treat to have Dominique Sampson in the booth with us for our pregame show today. EJ Andrews' mother certainly enjoying a fun day, a fun Mother's Day, watching her son shine on the ball field. Grizzlies victorious, and now they hit the road, but they'll be back the following week with Stockton in town, and hope you'll be here and make your plans to come out to Chicansey Park for that home series. For Stephen Rice, this is Dan Taylor. Thank you for being with me. I've enjoyed calling this game for you, and what a thrilling afternoon it has been for Grizzlies baseball. So for now, I am rounding third and heading for home.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.